The euthanasia debate is taking centre stage again with the release of a new report advocating the legalisation of the practice. I found out more about this contentious issue. Australia 21, a non-profit think tank dedicated to analysing complex issues, released the report called A Right to Choose an Assisted Death, Time for Legalisation, in Canberra this morning. The report came as a result of a roundtable discussion with a group of people with very different attitudes towards the issue. Co-author of the report, Professor Bob Douglas, explains.
We first of all had a discussion paper prepared by a couple of lawyers from the Queensland University of Technology, and we invited about 30 people from palliative care, from the legal profession, doctors who were involved, former politicians, to actually give their reactions to that report. We then had an all-day discussion where we considered, first of all, what is happening around euthanasia in Australia at the present. Secondly, what is the national opinion poll telling us about attitudes? And thirdly, what are the legislative barriers to moving on making assisted dying available in a legal way? The people involved included one young lady who had had a who had been on death's door and saved from death by a bilateral lung transplant, who nevertheless believes that euthanasia should be available on choice to people who are in terminal stage. We had a young activist student from Wollongong. We had former chancellor of the ANU who's launching the report today. And also people who are very vigorously opposed to legalising euthanasia. So it was a very good discussion.
Euthanasia is an issue that's been kicking around for a while. Why do you think it's important to keep re-examining it?
Well, I think it's an issue that concerns the vast majority of all Australians, and that it is an issue that we now have experience from a number of international jurisdictions that have legislated in favour of assisted dying. We've been talking about it in Australia for a long time. In fact, the Northern Territory were the first jurisdiction in the world to implement such legislation back in the 90s, but that was overturned by the federal government in 1997. Since then, a great deal of experience has been gained from this legislation around the world. Our law is obtuse, and it's unclear, and it's also hypocritical, and it's unfair because of the way it operates.
Okay, and just going back to the report, can you tell me about some of the key recommendations you found?
There are basically two recommendations. One is that every legislature, this is a state matter, and every state legislature in Australia should set about legislating to protect doctors and patients who wish to engage in assisted dying. The second recommendation is that the federal government should return power to the territories, ACT and the Northern Territory, for them to be able to legislate this. So those are the two simple recommendations. They're a result of a fairly intensive all-day discussion between opponents and supporters of euthanasia legislation, and there was by no means complete consensus among the group, but there is certainly a majority view that this is what we do need to do.
The feedback on the report, however, has not been entirely positive. Margaret Tai is the president of Right to Life Australia, and she said she's disappointed by the report and the fact that we're even having this discussion in this day and age.
I have to say I'm really not surprised at what they've come up with. But having said that, I have to speak out very strongly against this concept, because the bottom line is that we shouldn't kill people. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about killing people because we believe that their lives are no longer worthy to be lived, or some of them might believe that. And if it's made available, legalised, well, there are some people who would think, well, my life's no longer worthy to be lived, I'm a burden to others. In relation to people with serious physical terminal illness, like, for example, various forms of cancer, and that, there is so much more can be done for those patients today, particularly in relation to pain relief. If you speak to pain relief specialists, they will tell you that they can do so much more to relieve pain. And yet a lot of people in the community think that that's not the case at all. And you have to ask yourself, why is it in this day and age when over all these years we have made so many more advances in the treatment of various illnesses and in pain relief and also in curing some illnesses that were never could be cured before, and yet why is it there is this idea of wanting to give people the right to either have themselves killed or to give that permission to a group in the community, the right to kill others. I really, really intrigues me why this should be coming about at this particular time in when there has been so much development and improvement in the care of people, the medical care of people.